Hey, y'all, welcome to What's Cooking with Paula Deen today. And we got something real good cooking. A young man that I have known probably since he started his chocolatier business. I'd like to introduce y'all to Adam Taroney and his business. It's located on Broughton Street. It's called Chocolatiers by Adam.
Chocolat by Adam Taroney.
By Adam. That's simple enough. Adam has really made a name for himself, y'all, in the chocolate world. So there's no way that I can rattle off all the things that you've won. So it won't embarrass you if I ask you to tell everybody.
Absolutely not.
All the honors that you've gotten.
No, it's been so long since we've seen each other and so much
has happened.
I know. It's just been incredible. And so this year, we actually were awarded top 10 chocolatier in North America.
So. Y'all, that's huge. The top 10 chocolatiers. Now, you went to SCAD, didn't you, Adam?
No, I actually didn't. I went to the Culinary Institute of America
in New York.
And I studied baking and pastry. So I never studied chocolate.
You
specifically.
Didn't?
No. It's one of those genres. Our pastry is so broad.
Right.
And so we learn everything in the pastry world, but I decided to specialize in that when I got done with school.
When you got to what?
What's that?
You decided to go into chocolate when you got what?
Really when I had the class and I learned from my chef that was a
While
master chocolatier.
While you were in school, you decided, it must have been in the latter end of your schooling.
Absolutely.
That you decided to go into chocolate and you fell in love with it.
Yeah, it was unlike any type of thing I've ever done in
and
the pastry
world.
You
are so good at it.
Thank you. I mean,
his shop, y'all, is incredibly beautiful. It's all these little bites, just all these wonderful little bites of chocolate.
And thank you so much.
Oh, I'm proud of you, because I feel like my show was probably one of your first chances to be on national TV.
It was. You really gave me my first chance.
And I love promoting my friends, especially my local friends.
Oh, thank you so much.
I just love helping people, because I had people help me, and there's nothing like somebody sticking a hand out and saying, come on.
And you in the community, you really nurtured the relationship that I had with even the city, getting to know everybody.
I'm so glad.
And the community,
Adam,
was so supportive of what I was doing. And
you are a brilliant when it comes to what you do. So you're still in the same location that you started in, aren't you?
I am, yeah. On West Broughton.
It's a beautiful little store.
Thank you.
I can't believe the friend that brought you here left.
I know. He left me high and dry.
But you probably made so many friends, hadn't you?
I have. All the experiences I've had here with so many people.
Where do you find your employees?
It could just be a home baker, someone that's passionate. Uh-huh. All that matters for me is that you're passionate.
Passion.
That you're passionate.
That's
right. That goes
that's
way
right.
farther. And that you have a good
work
ethic.
Because you can teach them. You can teach them.
Also, I have to create a lot of the time. I feel I have to, now I'm working with private companies as well to create new items. And, I have to create a little group that I work with. It's such a small kitchen that you have to be surrounded by people who are just as passionate and inspired as you are. And if you aren't surrounded by that, for me, it doesn't work. And it could go downhill really fast. So I've learned that those are the type of people that you want to be surrounded by, that work hard, that are passionate. Then this energy just works.
That's wonderful.
But, it's almost been 5 years since I opened my first shop.
Gosh, it's been that long since I last saw you.
Yeah.
Because you had just opened up. Mm-hmm. And he walked in this morning, y'all, and I looked at him and I said, Adam, you're a man.
That was so sweet.
Because he was a kid. He truly was a kid.
Yeah.
But I saw that passion in your eye. I saw it. So let's take a quick break. And Adam has brought us something that he's going to share visually with us.
Yeah.
Just
something special.
A little bit of the things he does.
Yeah.
The space that you live in really affects the way you feel. So my first recommendation is start by updating your window treatments with Smith & Noble. Smith & Noble's beautiful handcrafted blinds, drapes, shades, and shutters are custom-made just for you, and they offer different service options to fit your needs. To get started today, contact Smith & Noble to get my special limited-time offer, 25% off on your window treatments, plus free design consultation. Create a space that you're gonna love. For details about my special offer, go to smithandnoble.com/Paula. That's smithandnoble.com/Paula. Or call 1-800-659-3300. That's 1-800-659-3300. Okay, we're back with Adam, and he brought something to show us, y'all. I have no idea what it is. I know it involves fire because I saw the torch. So, Adam, tell me where to stand, where to be,
yes,
and what you're doing.
So I brought actually the chocolate that won us the award for top 10.
Oh, good.
And so this is our creme brulee truffle.
Oh, my gosh. Do I love creme brulee.
So.
And this is creme brulee chocolate.
It is. However, there are sugar crystals on the outside. You see how it's kind of sparkling?
Oh, no, I don't.
Oh,
and I don't know where I've got my glass.
Well, it has this little shimmer to it.
Oh, I see it. I've got glitter on my face because I've been buying Christmas pillows. So, yeah, it kind of looks like my face.
Well, so we take these sugar crystals, and it actually encapsulates the whole chocolate. And what we end up doing is, when you order it at the store, we take this blowtorch. I'm going to turn
these.
It on.
I love these.
It's very dramatic. It's bringing the drama in the theater,
it
too.
It is. Whoa!
So I'm going to turn this on. And then that
Clifford,
sugar...
don't get too...
That's on the outside.
Don't get too close. Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that
gosh.
Amazing?
It does turn into creme brulee.
Exactly. Do you want to try one?
Yes.
Okay, ready?
All right, do I have to mash that? I don't want to burn Clifford.
And so you want to do it very close.
Oh, real close.
Fast. Yep.
Whoa, you want
otherwise,
it to catch
then it melts.
On fire.
Yeah. There we go.
All right, can I go a little bit here?
Okay, we're good.
Okay, and a little
so
bit more
so the key
right
is to
here,
go as fast
and a little
as
bit
possible.
More right here, okay?
Okay, perfect.
Wait, I missed that edge. Okay.
You're a pro. Awesome.
Oh, those are beautiful. And y'all...
And then so...
Adam, I hope that you heard what he said. This won him the award for the top 10 chocolatiers in the northern...
North America.
United States, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, not South America, but all of North Carolina. Number 10.
North America.
I mean, North America. What did I say?
North Carolina.
North Carolina!
That's just as important, though.
All of North America. I mean, this is unbelievable.
And then now, I brought you something special.
Oh, my gosh. Look at this, y'all.
I know you love your milk chocolate. So
yes, I
sure
do. I love milk chocolate. Now, what is that?
So this is the Georgia peach. Which
ooh,
is,
what is that?
White chocolate, and it's a butter ganache. So I take butter and I whip it up.
This.
And then this is the mint julep. Oh, this is the Georgia peach.
Okay.
Yeah, that has the peach
this
preserves.
This is Adam's favorite, y'all.
The milk chocolate peanut butter cup. We make our peanut butter in-house.
Yes, no. And look at this. That's beautiful for Valentine's Day.
That one's our red velvet cake.
Oh, my gosh. What is that?
That one's our passion fruit.
And what is that?
The Golden Baileys.
You know what everything is, don't you?
Absolutely.
That's a Golden Bailey.
Mm-hmm.
But look, and do you have this box to display everything in?
We do. This is our book box. So we have
book box.
An assortment
it's
of
beautiful.
14 that you can pick and kind of build.
Oh, my gosh. That. If y'all come to Savannah, you've got to promise me that y'all will come by Adam's shop because it's unbelievable how beautiful his cabinets are with these wonderful little bites. Speaking of bites.
You ready?
Yes, I can have a bite.
Yeah, I'll try that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I just made those yesterday, so it's so good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That little bit of salt really helps take
it. It doesn't taste like that peanut butter cup I buy from the grocery store.
It's not your mama's peanut butter cup, for sure.
Mmm. Mmm.
It's so good. So this is gonna be sweet, but it's caramelized white chocolate, so it's gonna taste just like a creme brulee. I'm sorry.
That is out of this world.
Thank you.
I can see why you walked away with that award.
Thank you.
Y'all, it's gooey in the center, like a creme brulee. And it's got that crust. I think that's the best thing I've ever tasted that you make.
Oh, now that's too nice of a compliment from you. That's very sweet. Thank you.
You don't expect it to have those textures in your mouth, do you?
Yeah, and you know, they say chocolate, you can't overheat it. You can't, you know, you could burn it. And I say, let's take a torch to it.
I know.
Let's try something new.
And this is white chocolate.
It is. So it's white chocolate. And then we caramelize it in the oven really, really slowly at a low temperature so that those sugars in the white chocolate caramelize itself.
How did you teach yourself all this stuff, Adam?
No, I mean, I have created my own recipes and, you know, styles and the look. But, you know, it's, you know, experiences in life and schooling. It's it takes a whole sort of big picture to come together to, you know, well, have what you see in front of you. It takes a good team. And
I'm so proud of you. The fact that you took the bull by the horns at 19 years old. I mean, any of us mothers out there would love to take credit for having you as a son.
Oh, that's awesome.
Because at 19, knowing what you wanted to do and really going after it. I know you've made your mother very, very proud. And just think of all the wonderful chocolate she gets on Mother's Day.
Absolutely.
That peanut butter cup is incredible, y'all, with that little bit of salt on it. So anyway, if you're ever in Savannah, you've got, it's Broughton Street, our main street. One of our main streets in downtown Savannah. It's Chocolatiers by Adam. By Adam.
Chocolat by Adam Tironi.
Tironi, that's it. Yeah. He knows. He knows what it is. Tironi. Yeah.
And you know, I've noticed you didn't, we opened up a second location a year ago.
Where?
So I want you to come by next time you're downtown.
Where?
On Bull and Liberty.
Street. No, you don't mean it.
And we actually made it look like a library, so so that's why I brought you our book box today. So,
Cannon. And you've taken on a partner?
I have. Alexandra is my business partner, and you see her over there looking like the modern-day Cruella de Vil.
She does. I was trying to figure out who she looked like.
She's the behind the scenes, but
I love her jacket or whatever it is she's wearing.
Yeah, she's definitely you know, she's the other half that I can't be, or, you know, that I, when I have someone join our team, it's because I hire people that are good at what they do, and I stick with being good at what I do, and we all work together, and it
and it's hard for you as a business owner to fill all those shoes. You have to rely on others, and that's scary for an entrepreneur.
Absolutely.
Well, Adam.
Thank you.
I told you years ago, I was so proud of you, and I'm still proud of you today. And I thank you so much. And I want you to come on Positively Paula.
I would love that.
And see if there's something that you can teach us to make at home.
Absolutely. I'll start working on something now.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. So
thank you.
I hope y'all enjoyed getting to know Adam today and his product. He's a genius when it comes to this sort of thing. And like I said, make sure you stop by and visit him. And until next week, we send you love and best dishes. From Savannah, Georgia.
The space that you live in really affects the way you feel. So my first recommendation is start by updating your window treatments with Smith & Noble. Smith & Noble's beautiful handcrafted blinds, drapes, shades, and shutters are custom made just for you, and they offer different service options to fit your needs. To get started today, contact Smith & Noble to get my special limited time offer, 25% off on your window treatments, plus free design consultation. Create a space that you're gonna love. For details about my special offer, go to smithandnoble.com/Paula. That's smithandnoble.com/Paula. Or call 1-800-659-3300. That's 1-800-659-3300.